It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to more garbage.
Yeah. Dude.
Boom. You
are so meta. Welcome back to more garbage podcast. Hot Take Tuesday. Vandal and Fubs.
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, it's like I got to wear my headphones on one ear. It's just like a DJ thing.
I just got here in the real world. We're IRL in the metaverse.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like this side is so meta, bro.
This side I gotta so keep. Meta. I gotta keep this side in the real world just in case something crazy happens. But this side, I plug in.
Check us out on YouTube, More Garbage TV, or if you're already on YouTube,
If you're on YouTube,
then click the like. Because the like is so important. Because no one wants to come to our page and see one like on our podcast. And that like is me. They're like, who liked this thing? Can you see who? You can't see who liked it, right? Saved by the like.
It's true.
On Instagram, you can, right? Yeah, you see who liked it. You could see all the likers.
You can remember see
when they took away the likes and then they slowly just phased it back in? They're like, hey, likes are back. Shh. Twitch notification. We're live on Twitch right now. So check us out on Twitch, More Garbage TV. Follow us on Instagram, More Garbage TV. And just go to moregarbage.com so I don't have to say More Garbage TV anymore. moregarbage.com, got all the links. Check it out. Follow us. That's what's up. Tonight, dude, so meta.
That's where we're at right now.
So meta.
We're all literally about to just walk into the computer. It's going to be something between, you know, Lawnmower Man and Ready Player One.
Dude, people are going to have to get jobs in the metaverse because otherwise, how are they going to have enough time?
And how are you going to buy LeBron? How are you going to buy the new Virgil Abloh re-releases?
Speaking of LeBron, let's give props where props are due. Boom. Steph Curry, the new GOAT. The new GOAT.
2,974 three-pointers career-wise.
That's in real life, bro. That's in real life.
He's not metaverse. No handicaps, no metaverse.
Real life, just, no handicaps.
Not very tall, not very
look at Spike's face, love it. Yo, man, he's no surprise to anyone. Come on, man. I feel like he could just break any record at this point.
He broke the record in half the amount of time that it was made.
He's 33. He could play for like easily another 5 years. Let's say easily five, right?
Easily five. He could definitely play for 5 years, for sure. No injury, 100%. I mean, you know, phenomenal.
He's crazy.
What genes, crazy. Though? You know, like,
he's
you know,
a talented
people talk about
young man.
It. His dad was in the NBA. He watched it from the jump. Like, people didn't think he was that good. He wasn't that good. Nobody thought it was going to happen. It was just happened. The best. Oh, so, this lady.
Yeah. Meta? So apparently, I haven't been reading much New York Times this week on my computer because it's actually allowing me to see this article. Her Instagram handle was Metaverse, and last month it vanished.
It was Metaverse.
5 days after Facebook changed its name to Meta, Australian artist found herself blocked. And she basically was like, what happened? And it seems like someone reported her, said your account has been blocked for pretending to be someone else. And when she was trying to figure out, like, who am I pretending to be? Well, it seems like they thought she was pretending to be Facebook. Facebook, aka,
but she's been Metaverse for years.
Yeah, she's been
her entire.
Like, 10 years. Career, for 10 years. Yeah. And she had a thing called Metaverse Makeovers. And look, when a phone running her app was held above one of the intricate real-world fingernail designs created by her team, image on the screen would show holograms popping from the nails.
Yep.
So
I saw some of the stuff she did. It's cool. Really cool. This has
been going on for years and years and years and years and years. And when Facebook popped off with Meta, people were hitting her up, trying to buy her handle.
And somebody said, don't worry, they'll just take it from you.
And is that like a taxable event? It's got to be, right? People got to be buying and selling Instagram handles and not paying taxes on that, right?
Oh, it's a big thing because people... There was a whole thing for a long time, but I'm sure it's gone now with NFTs and shit, where there was a whole black market of people, you know, like...
Whoa. Illegal market.
Well, whatever it is. Yes, illegal market. Excuse me, nomenclature.
Whoa.
There was an entire underground market, we'll say, of hackers that were stealing and freezing people's accounts and threatening people that had, like, single word, like, you know, usernames, like, you know, amazing, whatever it was, you know, this was sought after. And so that's why it's like interesting. Like Meta is one of these things where people just, but it comes down to one thing. You click off, agree on everything. We all do. Everybody's clicked off. Nobody's questioned the rules of a capitalistic private organization that, even if it's public, that like
you don't know, you don't know.
I'm saying
you don't know.
I'm sure
you don't know what she read or didn't read.
I'm saying all of us have checked off to Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, saying that like if they want to change our username, they can. I'm sure.
December 2nd, sure no month after she appealed to Instagram to restore her account, New York Times contacted Meta to ask why it's been shut down. Instagram spokesman said, "Incorrectly removed for impersonation. We're sorry this error occurred." Boom. 2 days later, account was back online. So it didn't say why or who or whatever, but they gave it back. They gave it back to her.
Why? Because they made noise with the Times. That's it. It's still like a publicly traded company. So like all of a sudden the Times is like, look at their fucked up shit they're doing. Like, we're going to fix it. If she didn't make any noise, nothing.
I mean, does someone have the, you know, the Instagram name, Facebook?
Metaverse. That's funny.
Bookface. Did they try to get all of them? You know,
the like old when, book
we,
face.
When we were doing motion graph, I was like, should I get graph motion and cinemagraph and like every other interpolation of the word? You know how people were buying like misspellings of word, like Google with three O's and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Hey, man. There's a market. All right. Moving right market along.
For everything. Uh-oh.
The big story of the day. And here, we'll do it right from Nike News blog. On the Nike site, Nike announced yesterday, December 13th, with this classy glitch GIF animation of RTFKT logo being added to the trio. Right now, basically, RTFKT, which is not the catchiest name in the world, but I'm sure that it will soon become hard to forget. They've been creating cool stuff for AR and NFT and Metaverse for a minute now.
Yeah.
And these guys got to be psyched. I mean...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I read a little bit about it, and they were saying how when they created this brand... They were literally like had Nike in mind in terms of trying to be the Nike of digital shoes and digital avatars and makeover, all that stuff, like be the Nike of it to the point where they manifested it, where Nike was like, not only do we like that, but we're just going to put you in our matrix and let you be our digital marketplace and digital creators. And that's that. And it's going to be, I think you're going to see this is it. Like this is Nike is such a cultural tipping point. that all already every like Instagram, you know, NFT metaverse celebrity has a pair of these shoes and, you know, has the limited things. And it's like, it's really a wrap. Like we're about 5 years away from people just not going outside and wearing real sneakers.
You see these, you see these Murakami avatars?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Some of those were pretty cool. Pretty cool. So here you go. Here's the tweet with the video. You can't hear that, right?
No.
I don't have it open on Chrome, so it's all right. Whatever. I just want to get a look. A look-see.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, it's really dope. Especially, like, you know, we're old heads, right? So we're into this stuff, but we don't live in the day-to-day life of this, right? Like, we're not out every day, this, that. So it's like, the young cats, this is their shit. Like, this shit's on somebody's social media now, and they're the tits, so to speak. Like, they're all that in a bag of chips. And it's just amazing. Like, any of these kids that are now, like, you know, in the somewhere between like 7 to 15 84%
range. Of clones have been revealed. This is fast. Your clone space pod preparation are starting. Airdrop will happen before end of December. Okay.
What was that, English?
Unpack it. No, I guess they have to actually, you know, go through the process of making your clone. And when they say clone, they're referring to the Clone X project.
Yeah. What was interesting is that, like, the kids that grew up playing Roblox and such, they're about to walk right into this natural. Like, not even a thing. It's not cumbersome. It's normal.
Our most ambitious project yet, the beginning of a whole ecosystem for our community, quality focused, high end avatars. So basically, avatars. Yo, man, when we were talking in January and we were exploring like OpenSea and figuring out MetaMask and or whenever it was, maybe it was right before the new year. I was saying immediately, like, okay, I get it. The popular thing is avatars, because I was looking at CryptoPunks, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it was before a lot of the big projects that came, like Bored Ape didn't exist yet.
Which is crazy. You saw what happened today.
So, I remember I started an avatar project. I was just making four of them, and they were like my Dark Lodge Vandal. It was like the Twin Peaks kind of Matryoshkas. And like most of my good ideas, I was like really into it and got like three quarters of the way through, got distracted and moved on to the next idea. Right. And I still have a folder of them. Yeah, it just needs some touches and a little motion.
But I think you should do those in like a multiple, like mask way, like the multiple.
So this is the thing, though. Here, let me get this off the screen for now. Is that it's not just about having a piece of art. It's so much now. Oh, wait. Am I blurry? It's not just the collectible. It's about being part of a community now. That's a big part of it. Is they want to be able to interact with other people that are like, on the same plane, bro. Love my ape fam or whatever, you know?
I mean, but so you make it, you know, it's like, I think this is going to keep going. Like, you saw Pepsi made one. You saw Pepsi's OpenSea collection, the microphones. Like,
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Yeah.
You know, I was looking at that earlier. I was looking like, you know, L'Oreal just launched something crazy with some artists, and you know, people are getting into it in different ways, and it's like, it's open. So it's like, you could do the Matryoshkas and do it in a way that's like multiple, like how many limited. You know?
What up, Parkway Production in the room?
This guy.
No, they bought the project. They acquired the company. So
they bought the
company.
Whole
will continue.
But that's the way Nike does it. They're going to swallow you. You're going to take the best of your talent. They're going to keep you running. And they're going to just inject Nike shit. So then they all of a sudden.
Yeah, they don't want to disrupt what's happening over there.
I gotta say they want to bring it into the fold.
Like
Bobby Hundred said something very smart about this. They were like, it took Nike, like, you know, multiple years to get into the skateboard industry and take it over, this, that, and the third. It took them overnight to, like, take over the metaverse kind of thing. Like, they swooped in overnight and took it over.
Well, see, that's what people think. That's what people think, okay? But did they really take over? Or yes. Did they just pump up all projects?
Yeah, that's taking over. They control the needle now. They're controlling the needle because
if they right now said, I changed my mind, metaverse narrative will continue without them. Right?
One second. The metaverse is going to continue without them or not, but so will sneakers, so will sports. But the point is, they're the powerhouse. They have more people direct connected on their apps than anybody right now in terms of selling gear.
I don't know about that. I think TikTok is more connected.
No. In terms of store, retail, brand, like not people, not communication, but like Nike sends you just boop here, new shit's out.
Listen. Think for a minute, okay?
I'm telling you,
the people that are on Facebook, Book it's face. Not the same market that will be in the metaverse.
Who's talking Facebook? I'm talking about the Nike app.
Oh, the I'm Nike talking, app.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is Nike.com. They have two apps.
I thought you meant like the Facebook retail, like the store.
No. I'm literally saying that Nike themselves has their own app. They have two apps. They have the regular app that's just like buy anything. And then they have the sneakers app, which is the limited drops. And you sign up just like limited drops, like Vivi, like all this shit. It's the same thing. Vivi took it from Nike, how to do it more or less. Like, and they just, this is the sneaker bot shit. Did you get them? I don't know. They don't even, they're cutting their retailers left and right. Why? Because they don't need them anymore.
I heard that recently that they were chopping a lot of retailers.
And they do that historically, but now they don't need them. Now they can guarantee production. So what they're going to do is they're going to take all those users. They're going to link the new RTFKT stuff right into that list. Boop. And it's going to be like drops right to your phone. Ding, 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 ding. And everybody that hasn't really been paying attention or been able to get these drops or even understand what they are, the secondary tier people now that have been buying sneakers are going to start buying them, and it's going to open up all these other things.
Also, like, they don't need any tiny hands to work on these sneakers, right? They don't need like questionable labor pool.
Oh, 100%. Like this is like everybody that's like, oh my God, it's free. It's free money for them. Let's be very real. They had to buy this, fine. But after that, it's all cash. It's just like they pay for their teams just like they do. But as you said, for a company that's used to saying, we have to make this sneaker, this pen, whatever, and all of a sudden they have to make this and there's nothing in their hand, forget it. They're gonna win.
All right, what else we got in metaverse news here? Right. Oh, well, I wanted to kind of scroll through this Clone X project a little. 20,000 avatars available in total.
That's it.
Split between pre-sale and public sale. All avatar attributes generated randomly. See, this is a big part of it, too, is they plug in on all these projects, avatar projects. They plug in attributes. And they have built-in rarity.
Right.
And the computer generates randomly what exactly those 20,000 avatars are based on available attributes.
It's genius, actually.
It just adds to the whole Web3 decentralization narrative.
I just connected all my shit. Let's see what's up.
Oh, you connected but it's the MetaMask,
yeah.
So that's another thing you and I were talking about, right? Is they're like, oh, you want to see You want to like if I click reveal here. Oh, you want me to reveal something? Connect your wallet, B. Connect your wallet. Show me the money. Show me you got money.
It's crazy.
You know, like I'm not. Oh, you want to see these in size 13? Connect your wallet first.
What size 13? Okay? I'm not. Size 13 doesn't exist.
Come on, man. Think about Think about how many times like a sales clerk had to run downstairs to go check.
Well, they're just banking on literally a 11-year-old right now that's about to ramp up into the buying stage of their teenage years.
Mom, I need more sand.
Exactly.
I need more sand.
They're like, we're not gonna sit there and compete and try to sell shit. We're gonna buy the biggest thing and be it.
Mom, winter is coming in the metaverse. I need to buy a bubble. I need to buy a triple fat goose NFT for my avatar, for my clone X. Like, whoa, crazy. Dude, you got a clone X in a
triple fat? Here's the question. Let's talk about this. So there's 20,000 avatars. What happens then?
Well, there'll be a series 2, or they won't call it clone X. They'll call it something else. Oh, but I guess because they're clones, maybe there'll be some way that, and again, total speculation. I'm sure people that are in the know are going to be like, no, these guys don't fucking know. They don't know shit.
We're just talking smack.
A lot of these projects, you actually are able to like generate new avatars, right? Like that was the whole Axie model, and that carries on. And you know, you build up your avatar, and it becomes worth something. Then you can flip it, basically, right? Or you earn different abilities. You know, and people are like, "Oh yeah, I want to buy a fighter like that." You know, your set of abilities that you built up, your gear that you bought. You know, your fucking whatever Timberlands that you're rocking.
Well, that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be all that, and it's just, you know, the question is it gonna be this thing where it's like
Tim's and a New York fitted, yo.
So conceptually, like
he's got a Murakami face. Sorry.
Well, conceptually, the metaverse is everything that's an alternate universe in the digital realm, more or less, right? And so Sandbox is a metaverse. I guess this is a metaverse. What other things, like how many other metaverses? You said there was Sin City now metaverse, right? That's coming up. You were talking about that earlier.
No, there's so many.
Pull Sin City up.
There are so many. All right. Was it S-Y-N?
Or no.
S-I-N?
Like Frank Miller.
It is S-Y-N.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to have this moment again.
Let's see, the Mafia Metaverse, Sin City. Look at this. Look at the BIOS with their CryptoPunks. With their CryptoPunks for the profile pic. It's funny. Yeah, that's how it is, bro. Staking, governance, marketplace. Uh-huh. Well, what? Come on, show us something. I guess maybe they're not ready. Build your crew, right?
It's funny that the NASDAQ is reporting on the Mafia game to fold into the metaverse. The NASDAQ.
That's the team down there. And then we got staking, governance, marketplace. Soon, everything's soon. Soon, soon, soon. So all we know about is the team. We got the Discord, the Telegram, and the Twitter. Well, let's just jump to the Twitter for a quick second. Quick second on the Twitter.
I'm joining the
Here
Discord.
Here we go. Free to play to earn.
I just joined the Discord.
Discord is like a black hole. It really is. I'm following quite a number of accounts in Discord now, and everyone's got like so many different like channels on the side and topics and all their different rules. And this, they're like, dude, keep that in that section. This section's for, you're like, sorry. Like, nerd, shut up. Yo, some of the people running the Discords, Giga Nerds. The Giga Nerds. And I love them. I love the Giga Nerds.
JD commented.
Like, but again, it's like, you must be working in the metaverse to have that much time for the
JD
metaverse.
JD said that all this meta shit is whack.
All this meta shit is whack. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said it.
He's showing his age.
Oh, come on.
He's showing his age. Because, I mean, really, come on. It's like millions and billions adopting and building and innovating and just like, yo, this shit's whack. Like,
I like it, though.
But how much do you know about it? I don't know shit.
I mean, let me just say this. I totally understand the lack of reality of it. And what I mean by that is that, like, I understand it as like there's a part of me that's like on some cranky old man shit. That's like, oof. I too can't really fully get into wanting to buy my avatar a lot of fresh shit. I understand you want to, if you're going to play in the game, you want to fucking, you know, get together, do your shit. But like, I get where people are like, it's fake. And it's fake in terms of, yes, it's not this in your hand. It is
No, listen. You're talking about NFTs. Okay.
Well, I'm talking about meta shit too. Like, I'm talking about all this, like,
meta shit, people understand video games.
Right, but it's still not. Okay, so let me explain though.
Video games. I'm telling you, the easiest way to explain to people is just to say, yo, man, you play GTA, right? And they're like, yeah. Like, well, just imagine every person walking around in that GTA city is another person trying to also make money, build up a crew. You can make a crew with your own people, form your own, like, syndicate or whatever. You can outfit your avatars the way you want. You can make it look the way you want. You don't have to choose one of the whack characters.
Well, that's the thing. That comes
prefab.
Well, I think that the disconnect is that, and I get what you're saying, and I agree 100%, but like,
people,
I think that
JoJo can go and buy all the Brooklyn Nets jerseys he wants. He come out with a fly new.
But I think
Brooklyn
the difference is that
jersey.
Like,
in I think every where they game he plays, they're like, oh, this one's in orange. Wow.
But wait, see, the difference is that, like, the video games in general, right? You win, right? You do something to win. And I think
there are missions that you can go on.
But I think that in this metaverse, like, you and I get it because we've dug into it. But I think from afar, it just looks like it's going to be kids kind of like profiling in fresh kicks digitally. And like, that is a little bit of what certain of what like culture of Roblox is as well. So that might transfer, and Nike's kind of banking on that. And like, and I think that there's something about that that's like, That does give it this like air of somebody that does like video games and wants to do something wants to play something, can see why there's something here that for them is like, I'm not going to just hang out and do nothing in some sort of weird digital.
Let's talk about pinball. All right. Okay. Pinball. We love playing pinball. Pinball machines are great. Best. But pinball games can last like 1 minute. And yes. It gets expensive.
Yes.
Is that wasting your money?
No.
I'm responding to the comment in YouTube.
That all that shit is whack.
In real life, we did that in real life. All right.
Oh, wait. Who is this? Is this JoJo?
Arcade. You can go to the arcade. You could play pinball in real life. You could pump a dollar in for each game. Or you could build a a game at home where they have all the digital versions of the games, and you can buy all the new versions of the digital, then you can make your cabinet start to look however you want, right? You can make your interface look however you want. You could customize games. You can make an arcade in your own space.
No, I get it. In
the metaverse with the games that you want to play and have other people come over and play your arcades. You can sell gear and you know, wouldn't it be fun
that is
when you're fighting in Street Fighter and you're like, yo, check it out. My dude's wearing blah, 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 not the regular shit. Like cheat codes used to give us. But now you can have shit like that that no one else has. You can have exclusive shit, right? Aside from fun, if he wanted in, he'd be in.
Aside from fun,
people after they build up these characters or buy up, you know, the sneakers they want to rock for some amount of time, they could flip them in game. There's a second market, right? And Nike and RTFKT is going to get a kickback from every resale.
Yeah, they're about to make the bread.
Every piece of art that's flipped,
it's crazy. It's
flipped on the blockchain, and it's a trustless system, meaning the payment gets sent to where it's supposed to get sent automatically. There's no waiting checks in the mail. We pay out at the end of the week and we're on a 2-week cycle and you got to fill out a bunch of paper. It's a permissionless system where the shit goes through and the shit gets sent to you and it's getting verified and you got it. Right. It just sounds efficient. Okay.
I think it's very genius because the future is here no matter what anybody wants to say. Is that, as I keep saying, it's like the youth is the number one commodity and they are the future and they're all living in the digital realm on some level. They do live in the real world, but they all will take to this like fucking, you know, fish to water.
Hey, don't we kill people with drones now?
I mean, we've been doing that for a long time.
Okay, so that seems pretty real. But when you're using that drone, you kind of feel like you're in a metaverse, like you're in a video game, right?
Well, I don't know. I've never driven an attack drone in foreign territory. Or in, for that matter, a drone anywhere myself. But I can't speak on that.
All right. So what else we got here? A message from our founders. Let's see what's goodie.
Yeah, I like what they wrote in their Instagram post about the acquisition.
We grew up playing Diablo, Half-Life, RuneScape, Minecraft, Akira, Star Wars, collecting, trading. Then we designed luxury retail stores. These are real in-person stores. Logos for hip hop artists, music videos. In January 2020, our small team of three decided to marry our geek passions and professional expertise. Born from gaming and crypto, you see how culture is italicized because it's all about community. That's what all of these projects are pushing is community. Best known for our metaverse ready sneakers and collectibles with Fuocious. They sold over 3 million worth of digital sneakers in under 7 minutes. All right. So there you go. You want to skate with the bag. They're skating.
They're just
skating to the next project.
You know, yeah, they're not even skating. They literally are like, we don't even have to skate. We got the bag. And we're doing our shit.
Yeah, we're here doing it. And look, these are dope.
These are dope. They're about to be Jordans. Just you wait till you see those Jordans being
bad. All these drops, 24/7.
Larry Walsh, what did he say? Larry Walsh said, what did he say? Oh, shit. Look at that.
Poets leading a round of $8 million. They are the ultimate goats. Came in like Batman while we were doing all these drops, grinding 24/7. Time to build all the shout outs like that. What are we going to do with this money? Because they are investing heavily now. What are they going to do? They're going to do whatever they want. Because you know what? They're the visionaries. Nike's going to let them run.
They're not stupid, Nike. They bought what they wanted. They said that's the best.
So this just takes us to the CloneX project. That's not what I wanted to do. And what's forging? Yep, here's the Jeff Staple joint. Event completed. Oh, we can't click on that.
Nothing for you. Did you miss it?
Tough shit. I know, shit. Right? Not letting me click on anything, bros.
Yo, JoJo's complaining he can't get in. Let this guy in. Let him bark. Come on, JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo, refuses. You know, he's probably clicking, last week's.
Sunday crunch?
He's somewhere not doing it. Not doing it right, bro. Here, JoJo. Here you go. Here you go, my man. Jump in, baby. Joe, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Vanilla, Joe, baby.
Look at these Murakami.
All right, send it to you in Slack. I can't send it to you on Facebook because I'm not signed into Facebook. And I don't sign into Facebook on the browser.
Meta, give me Meta.
At the moment. Murakami. Look at these avatars. You know they're going to be cool.
Go.
Murakami involved.
Yeah, this is this is up his alley right now. I can't wait to see Futura make some shit too.
His shit. Says JoJo's devices are not connected. So Joe, that's a problem with your camera or mic or both. But you're in. And once we see your lovely grill, we'll bring you down paradise.
JoJo.
So come on, man. I think this is great that they got picked up by Nike.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be some special shit. Like, you're going to see some shit in 2022 that is just phenomenal.
Loving
Shit is amazing. Like, there's no two ways about
I
that.
I just
being
love
amazing.
Even seeing this. It's
yeah, it's amazing. It really is. And AR is fun to play with. If anybody's ever played with AR, it's great fun. And then you're going to mix the metaverse with the Oculus and AR, and it's done. It's going to be like, you're going to be there. Haptic gloves, and you're in.
Our plan is to invest in the RTFKT brand, serve and grow their innovative and creative communities. There we go.
JoJo.
What up? And extend Nike's digital footprint and capabilities. Yep, and that's after Adidas announced that they were jumping in on Sandbox.
What is Adidas doing exactly? Did they say? No. Oh,
you're out there buying fake sneakers. You're a fucking idiot.
There we go.
So they bought some land in the Sandbox. And they're going to be building whatever they're building. We don't know yet. We assume it's going to be definitely some kind of retail experience, right? But beyond that, they got to make it cool. They got to make it a fun place to visit.
Oh, I was trying to get JoJo to chime in right after that.
Meta, which recently rebranded itself from Facebook. Welcome to Adidas Entry. We can't wait to see Adidas in the metaverse.
Where are they? Where are they going to build out? Sandbox?
Sandbox. But I saw that now there are some metaverses that are building portals where you can actually travel from one metaverse to another.
So let's talk about how many metaverses are there.
You know, all this was already done.
Yeah, a lawnmower man.
No. Like the founders were saying, Minecraft. Second Life,
of course.
All these things are done. President Obama was holding real speeches in Second Life where people were going with their character to watch the speeches. It doesn't
But before Nike, there was Blue Ribbon Sports, and before that, it was ASICS.
Yeah, so now you can actually own and earn as well.
There's always growth.
Also, shit just looks better. And, it's fresh, and just has better gameplay, and you can develop own games in there.
That's stupid. You're a sucker. Stupid.
You don't know. You don't care how good the game looks.
It's I'm not a video game. You're a sucker. It's pay to play bullshit.
No, it's play to earn. It's play to earn. You earn. You actually earn. You have no return when you're playing regular video games, right?
Yeah, this definitely is a return, because if you do buy a collectible shoe, let's say, you know, and but let's say you buy a collectible shoe in real life either.
Market.
You know what's ill about this?
People use them and they don't damage them. They're perfect every time.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's stupid. That's stupid. Cool. Right? Look, if I go and grab a shoe, I'm holding the shoe. I can wear the shoe. I'm not going to spend real money. I'm not going to spend real money on a digital fake shoe. Hey, look at my digital fake shoe. Big fucking deal.
Like you said, people have been doing that. People jump at the chance to customize.
No. That's fine.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Don't you play shooter games?
One second.
Shooter games? Don't you like upgrading to different weapons, different tactical gear?
No. I do that when it's free, right? In fact, I'll give you a good example.
So
I play
now,
a game.
What if you earned some of that and you can flip it because it was hard for you to earn that? You could
that's like playing the lottery. Look,
once you earned it, you own it.
Look, that's fine. You're sold on it as a customer.
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Let me ask you a question. It has nothing to do with us. If you're a kid, okay, like if you're a kid and you grew up playing. Even younger than these guys, like even kids right now that are growing up with Roblox, right? That's what I was saying earlier. I don't know if you heard it. So it's I don't know if your son plays Roblox. I know
my son is into Minecraft.
Okay, so he's into Minecraft. Like, there we go.
Dad, look at this awesome avatar.
Right.
Like, well,
and
that
so, like,
cool. And he's like,
so my point is that they're going to flow into this culturally like this, and it's going to be like water. And it's just like us. We play video games. Our parents are like, video games. And we play video games like bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Normal.
Then
this
next thing you know, you're like,
that's
question. They got those uptowns for that character?
Like, no, I don't want to be in the metaverse with fresh uptowns. Unless
I'll give you an example. Look. I'll give you an example. In the gaming aspect, right? You have what's called microtransactions. You have games that are pay to play and games that are pay to win. Right? Like, meaning those upgrades that you're speaking of, Serge, right? These are upgrades that you're only going to get, like these loot boxes or legendary weapons, if you're paying to have the in-game.
So listen. All right. That could be so. But the fact is you're earning rewards while you're playing. And you can be using those rewards to buy things.
Great. That's just like
those rewards are also coins that are on the market.
Oh, shut up, please. Listen. All of this is right. And for most people, you're going to get suckered before you even get anything of value that you so-called earn. Right? You're going to be spending so much of your real money that people will be going broke in this fucking fake verse. Universe, metaverse.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question.
Same way people were going broke playing World of Warcraft and making real money doing farming stuff because they could trade some of the in-game currency stuff for real money because people wanted to win in that fake universe.
Let me ask you a question.
Instead of wanting to win at life.
How long do you think it's going to take till you think the bottom of this falls out?
When the bubble burst?
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
5-10 years, enough time that if you figure it out right, you maybe can get some money from it, right? The housing bubble lasted.
People getting money from it already. 5-10 years. There's going to be a lot of people getting a lot of money.
Not 10 years, but 5 years. bubble burst.
I think 5 years is going to be
People will make their money. Right?
I think there will be in 5 years.
There are people that are already making lots of money almost instantly. Right?
Well, I think we started this thing 6 months ago.
Now we're $3 billion.
I think minus like a like an electrical fallout, the grid coming down, something crazy like that. I think in 5 years you're going to see like the youth currently that are in that like, you know, max range, etc., like a little older, like their young adolescents become teenagers and ramp this thing up like you've never seen before.
It will be totally normalized.
They're going to I want to do this for a living. I want to be a not a YouTube star anymore. I want to be
I'm excited.
A metaverse sensation.
Don't get me wrong. I'm excited to see the innovation of the things that are coming up with. In fact, the business model itself, which we say has been done before, is successful. That's the part that I do like, right? It's the same thing with Minecraft, for instance. Like with Minecraft, I'm going to have to spend about 70, 80, maybe $100, depends on the different game modes that he's going to want, right?
Oh, I spent plenty of money on Robux for youth last year for gifts, like 2-3 different youth.
Yeah.
And I play Roblox. I'm on Roblox cuz to play with these kids that I know, like my friend's daughter, you know, the niece, this, that. You're like, oh, this is what you're in? I'm in. Like, I don't get it. Right. But
I'm currently watching YouTube videos on what Minecraft is even all about, right? Just so I can figure out, you know, how
to safeguard your child. Yeah.
No, how to just become a part of what he enjoys, right?
Yeah. And, get involved.
But for what I'm saying, so don't get me wrong. I'm not shooting this thing down completely, but we have seen people go down the same rabbit hole, the same way people do with gambling, the same way people do with gaming or anything else, right? A lot of this stuff can be wonderful things and dangerous things at the same time, right? You have people and you have had, and again, this is in the rarity, but you've had people who have, foregone eating food because they're busy farming or on Second Life.
You've foregone eating food while you're DJing for 24 hours.
I'm a stoner. Diet. There's food on deck. You know what I mean? There's food on deck.
What is Thetan Arena?
Okay, so Thetan Arena.
Thetan Arena. Thank you.
It's a free game.
Like Theta, as in the Theta coin?
And no. But you earn this coin as you're playing. The more people you beat, the more rewards you get. You can use those coins to buy things like in other games. But these coins can also be redeemed. You can sell them on the market. It's an actual
what market can you sell it on?
Right. So meaning, right? And it's not as easy as you're saying, right? So it means if you sit there and maybe play for like, I don't know, 400 hours straight, you might get $10 out of it.
And you're gonna have to spend
about 100, 150, 200 to even get into the game, to even be able to play for the possibility of winning some money.
No. I mean, you can spend if you want to, but no,
yes,
you
don't any need free to, to. Any free to play game is going to have the pay to play option, where you're going to need more gold or more this or more that in order to win the game.
You can earn that, okay, and you can make money. I'm telling you, I've watched people make money with this, and Max and I started playing it. I was like, yeah, boy, you want to play some video games? Go ahead. Thetan Arena. Make us some dough.
You playing it on the phone or are you playing it on the computer? iPad. But you can play it on the phone?
So you don't think this is the bait on the hook for something, right? They did this with this thing called coin poker. Remember, I spoke about it some time ago, right? Now, that's great. You take a gambler and someone who – obviously, you can play on the disease if they're really stuck into gambling like that or stuck into one of these things, and they can play and win the cryptocurrency that it's in and cash it out in real cash.
So this right here is Wrapped BNB. Okay? Wrapped BNB. And BNB is the coin of Binance.
Okay.
Which is the largest crypto market in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? That is real shit. And they translate. How much is 8 Wrapped BNB worth? That's worth $4,000. You can earn and build up a character and then throw it on the marketplace.
Yeah,
so wait, okay? You have to buy. Look, no, but that's the thing.
You could just start with a regular character and build it up.
Do you know how those games work, right? So go ahead and do the math on what it would take to build your character up to any one of these characters, and then do the math on how long it would take hours-wise.
This game just came out like a month ago.
What I'm saying is do the math yourself. Take your basic character and see what you would need to build it up to the finest character that can actually win the game. Because right now your spells, your weapons, your power is going to be so low that most of the time you're only going to be beating like little farm shit that's not going to get you very much. That's how most of these games are designed.
There are different modes. You could join like a deathmatch, a battle royale. You'll be playing teams against teams. So when you're on a good team, you earn when that team beats the other team.
How much do you earn for
I was watching this dude that was making like $160 a day playing this game. And
yeah, how many hours?
They limit the amount that you can put in, that you can and earn. Like how many hours? I don't know, like 4 to 6 hours or something. I'm not sure. Here, let's get into it if you want to. Let's look that up because I don't know for sure, but I know that they do limit the amount that you can play and earn. Where can we look for that? What's Thayton Coin?
I think we should all play and get busy and then sell things.
When you win a match, how much do they give you? Period. Just like at the
It depends score. How many people you killed.
I want
that
4
round.
Shekels and 4 obviously, chicken eggs.
Obviously, it's an average. I'm a gamer. I know what you're talking about. So
I'm not
I
a gamer.
I know you do. That's I why play I'm Partizan. Surprised that you're like, nah. Look, my friend.
THC, baby.
Gotta love their initials.
You're going for it.
Not a THC.
Dude,
bonus in each battle depends on the trophy class and hero rarity. Then there are quests that they give you and you receive for the quests. You can earn THC if they rank up. You can buy a box.
Earn that THC.
Okay, you are not telling me numbers.
Numbers are irrelevant. The future
I
want to
hear
the
numbers. What do you win on average for a match? Do you win about $5? Do you win about $20? Do you win $100? Right? And yes, it depends on the level. But on average, for a quest, you can win X amount of dollars. That's a very easy question to answer. Right? You've played the game. So
maybe it's like a dollar.
Yeah, maybe it's a dollar. Maybe it's two. How much is it costing you in electricity to play the game, right? Not that much because you're running your computer anyway, right? That's not a big deal, right? How many hours of the time is it absorbing? Can a kid play it and really farm this stuff for you because they're the ones that actually have the real time? Or are you going to quit your job and play this 24/7?
That's hilarious.
Well,
right.
Don't do that.
You'll rot your brain.
But listen to this.
But you got to understand the overview of that. There are gamblers who have quit their job thinking that they can make money playing poker.
So listen.
It's a potential pitfall.
But remember that it's not just for our economy too. For example, during the pandemic, Axie Infinity, people were playing that in like Malaysia and making more money than they had been making at their jobs.
Well, in that case, people that got good internet in third world countries would be doing it.
Going right? To like, Malaysia.
Look, you gotta see that there's wonderful things with Singapore. It. Look, that's a great look. Anybody who has played video games and invested a lot of time on the sticks, right, has said to themselves, man, I would love to get paid playing video games. I mean, they had it with the TV show called Starcade Battle.
That is the right. New model. Play to earn is the new model.
Play to earn is the new model, but there is a catch behind it. It's not as easy as one would think, and you would have to invest the time, right? With any game, you have to get good.
Why would it be easy to just make
unless you're the pinball wizard, Joe?
And even then, I couldn't make money playing pinball, and I got some decent scores.
See, Axie was a game partially owned and operated by the players, right? And this thing, the gameplay for this was not Axie for me. I wasn't really into like. You have to.
You were so. You were about it for a minute. You were trying to get into it. we can bring the tape back. Actually, bring the tape back. We have tape on that.
Yeah, I wanted to get into it, but it wasn't my kind of game. Really, I was never into like the card games with like, you know, you take turns on the attack based on what kind of thing.
Some of those actually seem pretty interesting. Magic the Gathering is one of those.
Yeah,
that's of course. That's pretty so, big, and that people actually play in real life for real money, and there are tournaments, you know, that are pretty big in that. Like, you know, I mean. Yeah.
And not just in person.
Right, right. Which, look, again, a lot of that is really great. For someone that's a gamer, yeah, that's excellent, right? If you're going to play something, you might as well have the chance to earn something while you're playing. But that just goes back to the whole, like, all of it, including the stock market, all of it goes back to the heart of people that want to gamble. They want to have the chance to possibly get something. And that part is cool, right? If you do find a game that's up your alley, right, like I did with the poker, or if there was like, imagine somebody has a military shooter where the money that you're getting for the missions, you can cash in, right? You know, the Call of Duty people are going to be jumping out of their shoes to create something like that, right? Like, you know,
they do. Dance, Dance Revolution. Ubisoft is partnering up to do shit like that now.
Right. You know, I'm sure you're going to have people that are going to be like, you know, digital LARPers and like, you know.
Digital LARPers.
Yeah, and guilds of ninjas, assassins, mercenaries and everything else.
You broke
else.
The internet tonight. Digital
making money. Seriously, digital LARPers, right?
We're digital LARPing.
Like, you know, I'm a mercenary. I just play shooters for money. I play Cash of Duty. Oh, by the way,
digital LARPers is it tonight?
Send me a check because I just gave you your game. Cash of Duty.
We're sending you a check.
Whoa. Coin of honor.
We got you. Check in the mail.
Oh, shit. We're 59 minutes.
Oh.
It's time to do the wrap up.
And we got an echo.
Peace, y'all.
More Garbage Podcast. DJ JoJo, Fubzilla, myself, Vandal. Catch us Friday for Friday Night Compost. That's it. That's all.
From the More Garbage Podcast, we out of here. Peace. I fell asleep at 6 o'clock p.m. and I woke up now.